choose has been compromised. You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Justin McPatrick.
This is Not For Air Radio.
Once the volume control is set. Do not readjust.
It sounds really, really, really good.
Turn it up.
Good evening, and welcome to the BBC. Live from a bedroom in Florida.
Hi, and welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio here on podunkradio.com. Oh, shit. Who's that? Is that my wife?
That's your wife.
Yes, it is.
You've dragged me into being on this show as well, but yeah, only because our lovely British friends have arrived.
We're here.
Hello.
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 And someone cut Sandra's throat, so now she has a nice, deep,
so
sexy
now
voice.
I'm talking an octave deeper.
Yes.
Than when I was last year.
It's dead sexy.
I'm going to be doing voiceovers for Marks and Spencer's, or failing that, Dirty Phone Lines.
Woo!
Yes.
I'll be your first customer.
Dirty Phone Lines, hello.
Hello!
Oi!
Yes.
Woo!
It's not going to be like...
Speaks to I dirty.
The Snapper Biscuit thing that
speaks
I...
Speaks to I dirty.
Yeah, so hold on, let me see if I can...
Uh-oh.
That's Ray Bristolian.
He's breaking out his bristle.
Yeah.
Bristle. His bristle.
Yeah.
Oi, what's under your...
That's rude.
Oi, what's under your cax?
What's under your cax?
Undies.
That is your underwear.
Yes.
You're fired.
Okay, then. But I am proper bristle.
Yes.
I was born there.
Yes.
My babber.
Mind.
And I've lived there most of my life in it.
In it.
Hey, Cocker is a friend.
All right, cocker.
All right, my cocker. All right, yeah. Me cocker.
Yeah, it's my old my old lover. Cocker. Me old cocker.
My lover, my lover, my lover.
Yeah.
Me old cocker.
That sounds a bit rude.
That sounded dirty.
My old cocker.
It's hot.
It's dirty.
It's hot.
So, what do you think of the setup?
I think it's very professional, darling.
Right down to the blanket.
Yes.
To the wall.
Yes. Well, sound.
Yes.
Sound.
Yes.
I like
egg boxes. Could put some egg boxes on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
If you felt so inclined.
Egg boxes on the wall. We will be doing that. That will be the next thing.
Yeah. Egg boxes.
For right now, he's got foam in the corners. Yeah.
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, we're
excited.
Recovering from jet lag. Myself and Liam arrived yesterday after a 9.5 hour flight. Although this time we didn't encounter the shite that we encountered the time before.
Yes.
Where Liam's case was held for 2 hours. However, this time
we knew what to do.
We pegged it up the escalator without turning back.
You hid me with your small case and I got up.
Yes.
Tried to get up without him seeing me.
And then Nicole and Justin were there. Waving at the other end.
Yep.
And all was well.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, well, now, Liam's other case was borrowed, and there may have been the smell of pot.
Yes, well, since...
Go on, Sandy. You tell this story.
Well, okay. Those who followed the story previously, the suitcase that Liam brought with him last time was borrowed from his brother, Connell. And when we arrived, we had to wait 2 hours as they whisked it off somewhere for reasons best known to themselves. And then on the way home, we realised when we unpacked his case that our items of alcohol for gifts that were wrapped in bubble wrap had all been unwrapped. And there was a sticker saying these items had been checked randomly by the American Customs. So it wasn't until recently at work that somebody who I work with, who's an ex-policeman, said, oh, did you know that in America, the dogs, the sniffer dogs, are trained to smell the merest hint of drugs, dope, whatever, even if it's been in the same room that someone's been smoking it. And I suddenly thought about it and spoke to Liam and said, does your brother perchance smoke the wacky backy? And the response was, yes, he does. And I can vouch for this as I saw him smoking it on Christmas Day in the living room. So I think we know the reason why the case got held up at Customs. And why they ripped it open to research it on the way home. So we've got brand new cases now. Although the brand new case that I bought, apparently everywhere in the fucking UK had the same case.
Yeah.
So I was a bit scared at the airport. So I was like, fuck, it could be anyone. So, yeah.
They have the same cases over there? Like the same?
I think everybody
bought that one.
That one. It was on. Well, I got it in the sale at Argos and it was £80 reduced to 40.
40.
Yeah. So,
oh, okay.
Bargain. Yeah. So, bargain.
Nobody had a case like mine now.
Bargain it twice the price.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to do something to make it more distinguishable.
Yes.
But we're quite happy to have you back. If anybody who listens to Podunk here and for some reason this show would know that Caffeinated is a big fan of you guys. You guys really helped spread at least to 4 other people. Which is fine.
Yeah. You have helped infected the world. You have infected the world with the Caffeinated podcast.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And that's good, and we appreciate that. So we always talk highly of you.
So when the shit comes down, we can say it's all your fault.
Okay.
That's all right.
We'll take it.
But no, we're going to have you on the Caffeinated, which is a completely different show than this show.
I'm looking forward to that one particularly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a quick fire... witty show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Forget the name of it now.
So I think we need to clarify.
You name it. What would you call it? It's a bit like what's the question now?
That's Nicole sneezing.
Words are lost.
Why'd you turn the fan off? It's fine.
You know, it's a bit like those quiz shows that we get on our telly.
Oh, do you mean like
QI. Well, a bit like QI, but not QI. What's the other one with Dara O'Brien?
Talk into the microphone, Sandy.
Speak into the mic, Sandy.
Yeah, I know, but I still can't think what it's called. But I know what you're talking about, yeah.
It's
Mock the Week.
It's like Mock the Week.
Mock the Week, yes.
An American version of Mock the Week.
Yeah, Mock the Week.
All right.
Yeah. I
keep bumping in this thing.
I think we should just clarify a few things.
Yes. Go ahead.
They are British.
Yes.
We're British.
They are British. Great Britain.
Great Britain, yeah.
Which they we have a show over there.
Are not from New Zealand.
No.
They are not.
Australia.
No.
They are not. No. Pommy Bastards.
No. Same thing. No.
They are not Chavs.
We're not Ingrish.
Not Ingrish.
Or Angela Lansbury.
Not overly posh.
Are we just calling the kettle black here? Like, are we name dropping who's saying stuff?
No,
like
I think we know who we're
talking
things.
About.
Yeah, I think
at this
we're all
moment.
Quite aware. Thank you. Yeah. You know, they don't require the INS or Border Patrol when they come into the country.
Oh, ho, ho.
You know, so I think that maybe.
Yeah, that was some dark shit.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop it.
Yes.
We're quite nice people, really.
Yes.
I think so.
The person in question needs to see that we are.
Well,
nice
we'll
people.
Find out when we do the caffeinated. We'll
yeah.
have
yeah,
a
we'll
whole
see how
chance
it goes.
To fucking unload if we need to.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm very happy to have you guys over again and doing this. We have a show on this station that's from England, the Bastard Club. And they do a great job.
You've
so
never
we
heard that one before?
I've not heard that
well,
one.
We'll look out
to
for it.
Well, it's come from England.
Yeah, yeah. It hasn't been on in a while. It's live. Oh. They do it about 6 o'clock your time, the 1 o'clock our time show. On Mondays sometimes.
6 o'clock in the evening?
I would.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You guys are what, 6 hours? 5 hours?
5 hours.
So 1 o'clock our time, America.
I was thinking about that yeah. Though, but yeah.
Yeah, that's the only English one. Everybody else is over in California. Mm. One's in Tampa. We're here. I think one's in Seattle. Yeah.
Actually, speaking of
oh, no, we got
the
another
time change.
Yeah, go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead. What about time change?
Speaking of time change, actually, the day before you go, it's switching.
Daylight savings.
Forward.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So we're actually losing an hour springing forward.
See, ours in England doesn't change the week after, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'd be 6 hours ahead of us.
What time is it
we'd
in
be
England?
Even more jet lagged than we are now.
No, Liam.
Brilliant.
No, Liam. What time is it not
I
in England?
Try that one.
Yeah, we mustn't say. We do have to stop saying what is the time in England because it's a bit of a head fuck, to be fair.
Yeah.
Well, my watch is still set to that time.
Well, stop looking at your fucking watch.
I haven't got my watch on.
Stop looking at your fucking watch,
but,
mate.
Yeah, I have to say, it's a little bit of an upgrade since last time. This whole thing, and yeah,
I've had a bit of alcohol.
Yeah, Nicole's.
Well, we are. Ooh,
yes, but I'm not usually the one that's drinking.
No,
well,
no. I am.
No,
I certainly am.
We've had
a few glasses of wine.
I was brown bagging it earlier.
Large bugger.
We've had a few glasses of a large bugger.
Bugger.
Liam was fucking brown bagging.
Oh, you
earlier.
Are funny, Nicole.
I know.
Do love
Liam.
You.
Liam, listen. Here's a story. So me and Liam and we all go to 7-Eleven to get gas, which went up thanks Trump, right? So we went. It's been online today.
Okay. All right.
Why don't you just?
I can't stand it.
Hang in.
Don't even bring his fucking name up.
Okay. So anyway. We're at the 7-Eleven. We're getting gas because we're going on a little trip today with good old Sandy and Liam to the Total Wine liquor store.
Which is a whole adventure in itself, and we will talk about that.
Yeah. So we go to the gas. And I'm telling Liam, do you have big gulps in England? He goes, no. I'm like, oh.
No idea.
Fuck. So I show him a picture of the old traditional giant big gulp like fucking mug. That you would get if you're like a construction worker or
the
something.
Big plastic mug with the big
the thermos thing
top
yeah.
And yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
had a handle on it this time.
No, they changed it to those coffee fucking.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking Starbucks.
Yeah.
Frappuccino.
What do you call
those
cups
shit.
With the double layers? Like
insulated cups.
Yeah, that's the one. So I'm like, that's disappointing. So me and Liam are looking at the beer, and this is like, you know, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. And, you know, I'm showing him, you know, the beer we got in the coolers. And he's like, oh, all right. So he decides to buy it. I say, oh, that's Rolling Rock. I like Rolling Rock. So Liam's like, all right. So he buys a fucking big can of Rolling Rock.
How big was it? 2 pints? Or?
Yeah, about 2 pints. It was a big boy.
It was
a tall boy.
32 ounces.
We don't get them.
No. It's a tall boy.
32 ounces.
So Liam gets this and he brown bags it. And I'm like, oh, you're brown bagging it. And he's like, yeah, oi. Oh, brown bagging. And I'm like, yeah, there you go.
In the car.
In the later.
Open
that's
container.
Later. That's later. Later on, we get done with the mall, and he fucking, or no, right before the mall, like after the liquor store, I guess he couldn't handle it anymore,
yeah.
And fucking cracked that. I heard a.
Yep.
And I'm like, wait, I know that sound all too well. I said, Liam, you just fucking open that bottle? And she thinks it's sweet tea.
I
or
thought
something.
It was fucking Arizona tea because that's what he was looking at. I didn't see him buy the fucking beer.
Yeah, they brown bag Arizona tea. It's a thing. poor fucking wife. By the way, that's Nicole Vlahakis from Underground Horror Radio with her sexy voice.
Yay.
She's drunk.
I'm sorry. I'm very tired, and I'm drunk. And yeah.
Sandy will be your new host for Underground Horror Radio with that voice of hers.
Yeah, I know.
Sandy.
No, but I think I understand now why they held you up, your bag up at customs. Yes. It's going to hold you up at customs because you're fucking drinking with an open container in a fucking car in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, Liam, hold on. There's a popo over there. Just put that down.
Honestly, everybody.
I could just say I was on holiday, you know. I'm on
just
a holiday.
Please be aware. Please be aware that Liam is fucking hardcore. Okay?
Yeah, Liam is.
Hardcore when it comes to the beer.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what he did with this beer today. Liam... See, I would have drank the whole fucking thing before I went anywhere.
You didn't give me a chance. I had to get out of the car again.
Well, no, but see, I would have downed it, and that would have been the end of it, and I probably would have been sick, but it's fine.
I couldn't walk for the mile with a blowed bag.
So what I did was, so Liam, like, just leaves it, and I'm like, okay. Maybe he's done, he'll just leave it in the car. And he comes back later, and he's like, yeah, I still got it. And then he brings it home, and he drank half of it. And
I put it in the fridge to cool down again.
And then he put it in a glass later. I'm like, you made that entire beer last all fucking day.
That was a big beer.
It was.
Again. Now it's been warm and it's been cold.
He didn't give a shit. He still
drank
it.
It's fucking flat now.
He didn't mind.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
In England, we have warm beer and we have flat beer. That's our thing.
Hardcore.
Well, it's just our thing.
It's pretty fucking hard.
Flat and warm. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, well, we got like a 4-pack. And real quick, so Total Wine. We'll talk about Total Wine in a minute. We're going to play some songs. But so when we went to Total Wine, before we get some more stories about it, what was the grand total of what we bought?
$232.
American dollars.
Yes.
There it is. So let's play some tunes. I think we're going to play The Fuckers and some other stuff. And we'll come back. And
Fuckers, they're my favorite.
They are a good band. And,
they're quite good, yes.
We'll come back and talk more about liquor. And
yeah, maybe we will.
Yeah. Listen, this is my show. You have your show on Saturday. This is my goddamn show.
So you don't need me. I could leave.
No, don't go anywhere.
I know. You can. No, I don't want you to leave. I'm just letting you know. I'm running
It's a mutiny.
God
please
damn it.
Don't leave us.
By the way, after this, stay tuned for the repeat episode from last week's Power Hour of Love. Pretty awesome show. It's weird. I like it. So anyway, here's some tunes. Here's The Fuckers. Enjoy. Yeah!
You're fucking ugly, and everyone knows it. You're fucking emo, watching your vampires on Bebo. You think you're great and stand the proof is in your red. And fuck, yeah, you still look bad about drugs. Fuck, yeah, you still look bad about drugs. Fuck, yeah, you still look bad about drugs. Fuck, yeah. Still proud of that track. Just say it's physical geometry. I am in a fashion stage today. All you ever wanted to try and think about it. Well, I don't really care at all. So I'll feed you more material. Fuck you. And did I fucking mention your back up really fucking sucks. You're so fucking ugly. We all fucking know it. You're so fucking emo, watching your vampires on emo, bitch. You think it's so fucking great, I see the fruit, baby, I'm fucking red. Hey, fuck, yes, you still look bad at that shot. Fuck, yes, you still look bad at that shot. Fuck, yes, you still look bad at that shot. Fuck, yes, you still look bad at that shot. This is difficult on the way. I am here to make you say today. All you ever wanted is to try and bitch about it. Well, I don't really care enough. Feed you more material. Fuck you, you fucking god.
Take it away, though.
I'm only doing this because I love you. I'm only telling the truth. After all, it's what you've always wanted. What's up?
Oh, come up, you know, get their Macintosh computers out and hire DJ Fuckhead. Fuckhead. I have no talent. I have no talent. I play other people's records. Records. These like super self-important guys who carry suitcases of records. And what are you? I'm a musician, man. I'm a DJ. You're a fucking thief of music. You're a record player. You're... You can kiss my fucking ass. Okay?
Justin Jordan.
What don't you fucking understand?
That is a fucking asshole.
Not for air. Underground Radio.
Yeah, we're back.
That is some professional sounding shit.
I'm sorry, this show?
No. What you just played.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Yeah, the lead-in.
Yeah, this show was not
fucking for... love Henry Rollins.
Oh, yeah, he's Hank.
I really want to go see him when he's doing a talking tour, because he's just fucking hilarious.
He's old Hank.
He's always the last fucking one to know. That's what he says.
Yeah, good old Hank. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was listening to him versus Iggy Pop again, because it's just fucking...
That is funny.
Yeah. Hello.
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 Sandy and Liam, welcome back to...
How do you
Not
do?
Good. You like my radio voice, Sandy?
I've got a new voice now.
Oh, yeah, you do. Everybody out there, get your throat slashed, and you'll have a new voice, too.
Yeah.
Tell him, Sandy.
Should I tell him what happened to me, you mean?
Your
brief
surgery?
The brief version.
Yeah, the brief version, if you will.
Okay. Well, when I came here last time, I had a GERD lump on my neck.
Yes.
And I'd had it for a while, but hadn't sort of noticed it.
Speak into the microphone.
So. Sorry. Is that better?
Yes. Okay. How's that sound?
There you go. And,
Nicole.
And so I had this big lump on my neck. And anyway, I went to the doctors.
Gertie the Goiter.
And we named it Gertie the Goiter. Yes, we did. It had its own name. And they told me I needed to have it taken out, basically. So, beginning of December the 7th, I had to go to hospital in Bristol and I had it removed. And I was told before I went in for the operation, oh, yes, you'll be in for one night max, two nights max maybe. And then you'll be home. Yeah. That was the plan. And then, unfortunately,
I don't know.
Reacted badly to the anaesthetic. So I actually got hoisted into intensive care and frightened everybody.
That's not good.
Frightened young Liam, my lovely husband there. And I was in intensive care and I had some crazy man in the room next to me wailing and retching.
And like E.T.
And then in between was talking like E.T., so that was nice. Yeah. So he was like,
which is nice.
Phone home.
Which is nice.
Phone home.
Anyway, sorry about that. So there was that. And then the poor nurse that was attending to him kept rushing in, flustered, with rubber gloves on and a rubber apron. And then I think at the point when she asked the lubricant, I thought, I don't want to know what's going on next door. So that was lovely.
Hey, you vape? I vape.
I don't even smoke, mate.
No, just that picture.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, stop it.
What?
The lube. And the That's what set him off. You fucking mentioned
the lube. I'll just stop talking about
Astro
it.
Astro Glide.
But I just...
Hey, would you want to fancy a glider? Yeah?
Yeah. Shall I finish my
yes,
story?
Yes, go ahead.
So, all I was going to say was the upshot of the operation is I've got a great big scar that looked like I've been a victim of a slash attack, but I've been left with a deep voice.
Yes,
a lovely voice.
Well, it was very deep when I first had the operation, to the point that I sounded like a man, and my friends didn't actually think it was me on the phone.
Yeah,
but it's,
you do sound more like you now.
You sound like a horsey woman.
It's like an adolescent boy's voice breaking in reverse. So I'm kind of going upwards rather than downwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't sing as well. Well, when I sing, I'm an octave deeper. So that's the singing
deep.
Career fucked now.
Deep.
It's nice though. You do good.
So, you know, I'm getting that. It's getting better. But it just temporarily damages your vocal cords and but it will be hopefully
Sandy
improving.
Has a deep voice.
So now I'm gonna be doing voiceovers for the BBC and setting up my own dirty phone line entitled Snapper Biscuits Are Us.
There you go.
Snapper Biscuits.
Snapper Biscuits.
Thank you, Isis, for that lovely expression.
Snapper
which
Biscuits.
We've now picked up. Oh, how I pissed my pants when you said that on that radio show. It was so funny.
Don't forget.
Caffeinated.
Womble is a word, Jeff. Just
Wombles exist.
Mr. Biscuits.
Wombles were part of most of British children's childhood, which is during the 1970s.
Cockwombles.
Yes.
Cock-wombles. Yeah, which is even more disturbing now when you put it in that context, considering the way we use the word now.
Yeah, if you want to know exactly what we're talking about, please go to mcpatchesmedia.blogspot.com and click on the caffeinated podcast.
Cockwombles.com. Yeah,
yeah. Number 16, I believe.
It was episode 16, yes, correct. Yes. And 17 will be
are
the...
us.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Cunt splats are ours.
We'll be back after these ours. Sponsors. Anyway, so, yeah.
Sponsors? Who are they?
I quit the radio because I didn't have sponsors.
What the fuck's a sponsor?
Yeah, I know. And I still to this day, whenever I
Why
heard that.
Why do you
that,
need sponsors to do the radio? I don't understand that.
You do on FM because that's who pays for the fucking airtime.
Okay, but are we not doing radio right now?
Listen to me. This is the greatest punk rock and alternative.
Do you have sponsors and you didn't tell me?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, no.
No, you don't, right?
No, not yet.
Because you're not fucking a sellout, right?
Well, no, I am. I'm a sellout.
Oh, you are a sellout.
Oh, yeah.
To the highest bidder.
To the highest
bidder.
You can
have my husband for the highest bid.
Nobody wants
to
buy me.
There you go, Liam. Get in there.
Liam, how much you want to put down?
There you go, Liam. Get in
there.
How
many pounds for me?
Cold cock.
Cold.
Hey. By the way,
hey, if that's
cock,
what does it for you, then that's all
hold
right.
On. Let me clear
fucking
this up.
Hope not.
Hey.
Ew.
Oh, Cold Cock Whiskey does not sponsor this fucking show, despite me trying.
One is so posh, you know. One, you know, does talk like Angela Lansbury and the Queen.
The
and,
Queen.
And Mr. Bean.
Well, and Mr. Bean.
See,
and
the thing is I don't think of Murder, She Wrote when I think of Angela Lansbury.
She's American,
Hello.
Isn't she?
No, she's
I'm
not.
Mr. Bean.
I think of Sweeney Todd. She did this original Sweeney Todd. She was the original Mrs. Lovin on Sweeney Todd.
Talk on the radio.
I am fucking talking in the radio.
Jesus Christ.
Stop it now.
I'm divorced.
Come on, children. Stop it.
Children.
Stop it now.
So all I hear is a real like Cockney London when I think
London.
Of her.
Actually, do you know what I think
oh,
of Angela Lansbury?
But
what's it called? Bed broomsticks and bed
knobs. Bed knobs and broomsticks. Yes.
Bed knobs. Bed knobs. When you think about that, that's quite funny now.
Stop throwing knobs, them.
Bed
bloody
knobs.
Spares
and
knob womble.
Yes.
Knob
cock knob.
Womble.
Bed knobs and broom clits. I mean sticks.
Goat fuck.
But yeah, she was all wait. What you rush? What you hurry? She was like that.
Cockney
she talked
geezer.
Like that. Yeah.
Dining
yeah.
out in a purse, Gavna, Gavna.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Knees up, Mother Brown. Knees up, Mother Brown. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Knees up, knees up, knees up, knees up.
You know, before this, we heard 13 Shots, which is from the UK, too. I think they're from the North.
The fucking North.
I love how Justin tries to try to rein us back in. Oh, just so you know, you're actually listening to a radio show.
I'd give
up,
mate.
Not a good radio show at that.
We play music from time to time, and then I let these crazy people get drunk and get on my radio because they made me.
Yeah, compared to, well, it's a combination of drunkenness and jet lag, really.
Yeah, we are now holding a gun to Justin's head, forcing him to record us.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
The jet lag. Cast.
No, we don't like guns. That's right. There's no guns in
this
house.
We don't do guns in this house or the UK.
We don't have them.
We don't have them. We don't agree with
farmers. Farmers have
controversial.
Them.
Farmers have them. Farmers' wives have them.
Farmers.
Liam, and what are you doing to her?
He's like flirting her.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love that.
I just
all
rushed
right.
it. Liam is rubbing me.
Liam, you gotta ask before you act, man. You gotta ask.
You don't
I like the good rubbing.
You don't need
it's
to do
wife.
That in front of people.
It is your wife.
We have no boundaries in the UK.
So what did we do last night? We went to BJ's.
Well, they picked us up. We went to BJ's.
Yeah, there were BJ's involved, I remember. Yes.
Whoa.
Disgusting.
Come. I mean...
Come. This is filth. Filth.
You haven't heard some of the past episodes. Those are pretty bad. This is filth.
Filthy.
The filth cast.
So, come, Mr. Bonds.
Mr.
Dirty Boy.
Mr. Bong?
Dirty Boy.
Who the fuck's Mr. Bong?
Actually, you know...
Bond, wait, James Bond.
I'll tell you who I sound like.
I know what he said.
Then why are you talking?
What James Bond film
We're all drunk and angry
in
this goddamn... Don't give me the finger, woman.
This money, Penny.
I know what that means.
I know what that means, sir.
Come, Mr. Bond.
So,
okay, James Bond films. Old one. Honor Blackman was Pussy Galore.
Yes, and she was.
Yes. So apparently, in the morning, I'm starting off the day deep, like a sort of like I don't know.
Yeah.
Like you've had a bottle of whiskey and a pack of fags the night before.
I was thinking like I was born under a wandering that one, and then the afternoon, I'm a bit on a Blackman.
Oh yeah. You think so? Do you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about that.
No.
No.
But I was thinking about doing voiceovers for adverts, like for Marks and Spencers, because nobody would have known Marks and Spencers.
Yes, they do. They know.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Marks and Sparks. Yeah.
Did you know that the advert on the television, they have someone going, "This is no ordinary cake."
Yeah.
"This is Marks and Spencers cake."
What kind of cake do you fancy these days?
What?
You.
Generally.
Yeah.
What's my favourite kind of cake?
Yeah.
Well, I do like a nice Victoria sponge, now you ask.
Really?
Or I quite like chocolate cake.
Chocolate gattocks.
Oh, I do like a nice chocolate gattocks.
I do.
Did you say ass chocolate?
Yeah. I don't know. What?
I do like coconut cake.
You do? I love coconuts. Coconut cake is one of my favourites.
Oh, Sandra.
And I do like... Why?
Because you're going to get a cake for your birthday.
Oh.
Fennel cake.
With candles. And you're going to put
fennel and ginger.
Yes. I wouldn't put as many candles on as my age otherwise.
No. I don't put
we'll
numbers.
We'll have to call the fire brigade because I'm very old.
I don't put the numbers. I put happy birthday. It's actually the word happy birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm having two birthdays this year, like the Queen.
Yeah.
Because the Queen has an official and an unofficial.
So this is your unofficial and then
this is my unofficial.
And then you're going to go home and have your jubilee.
No, actually, this... you're honoured that I'm spending my official birthday.
So is this the jubilee?
The actual birthday. And then when we go back to Bristol, it'll be the
jubilee.
The after birthday.
Isn't
party.
50th the jubilee?
30.
30th. The 30th for the 20th time.
I'm not going to be... 50.
It's the 20th anniversary of her 30th birthday, so it's going to be the jubilee.
Because I look far too young to be 50.
Yes, you do.
Darling.
Yes, you do.
You know, just keep telling myself that.
I look my age, 21, for
yes,
the last 24 years.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
I look my age? Yeah, I do.
You look 21.
Oh, okay. Nice save.
Shut up.
Mm-mm.
Boy, it's going to be cold in our room tonight.
In hell. So anyway, I don't even have a fucking
if
show anymore.
If you can see Nicole's face right now.
This is still probably better than any episode of Not For Air that I've done by myself in the last 2 years.
Shut up with that.
You shut up.
Shut up. Why are you always doing that?
You know
stop
what?
It.
That reminds me. It's time to play some more tunes.
Oh, fuck off.
No, yeah, we got to play more tunes. We'll be back. Thanks for listening. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hold on. Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Enjoy this. Spoken now, you're never alone. Yeah, Sin, welcome back to Not For Air Underground Radio here on podunkradio.com. Also, this weekend, we're having the Treasure Coast Freak Show here in Fort Pierce at the Fenn Center. It's a nice little horror convention happening here on the Treasure Coast. And there's a couple of... Nicole's playing the fucking Minions. We got, you know, Tyler Main from the Halloween and X-Men, and we also got our own local Paranormal Expeditions. At least one of the girls lived here locally a long time ago, Danielle.
Sorry.
See, that's what happens when you let people drink and do this show, except for me. And Liam. Liam's professional.
I'm drinking water.
Thank you, Liam.
Liam has said like three words the whole time he's been sitting
here.
He's
like Jeff. He's quiet but firm.
Just drinking a bit of water. Professional.
Hey, the Minion's just excited about the con.
Yeah. But I will be there along with my other partner and things. My fucking wife is killing me. Jesus Christ. We're going back to solo show next week.
Yes, we are.
We're still here.
Oh, no, you'll be here. Goddamn.
You haven't got rid of us for a while yet, mate. We're moving in.
You're moving in?
And they'll be nice and settled by then, so they'll be actually to be able to... Yeah.
I'll have an American accent by next week.
Stir some shit up, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, I can really do one. You know that, don't
I know you?
You
can. I know
like,
you totally,
totally
can.
Like, totally. Oh, my God. God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Shit.
But, yeah, I'll be at...
Coffee. Sorry.
No, you're good. I'll be at the Treasure Coast Freak Show as well with for Underground Horror Radio.
And just so y'all know, I will not.
No,
and
Nicole. Nicole is gonna be. Well, Liam, do you want to go to a horror convention?
No,
with me?
No.
Yeah, I'll go.
Oh, you know, not unless I'm going.
No,
go as well. Then.
She doesn't want.
I'm not
go.
Going.
I'm only going because I want to go with Liam.
I'm not going.
Well, if you're not going, then I'm not going, and you're not going, and that's that. And there we go. That's it. Done.
Damn, Liam.
You'll be busy working anyway. You won't have time
will,
to hang
I
out.
I will be working. I will be
Living
doing. I got some
himself.
Posters, and I'll be hanging out with my other partner for the Homicidal Geek Show, Raven Homicide.
Raven Homicide.
For his company, Kruger Collectibles and Razor Power Glove Productions.
Razor Power Glove.
And so we'll be doing that, and I'll be doing playing Freddy vs. Jason. And also I'll be bringing Friday the 13th as well to play on my little computer and my toy figure. You want me to open it?
Yes.
You hate that music, you said.
Only when it's on the TV for like 12 hours while you're playing a game.
Oh, yeah. It is repetitive.
No light.
Oh, yeah. I heard that on something the other day.
The Friday, yeah, he played it on our show, yeah. The Friday the 13th game, that's what that is. That's when shit gets real.
And so we'll be there, and I'm going to be doing a panel on podcasting, how to do a show better than this one. And also on Sunday, I will have my own panel to describe all things Underground Horror Radio.
So be there for that, because you might miss something.
Yeah. Who?
No, them.
And don't forget, Caffeinated Podcast number 17.
Yes.
On Friday.
Well, that might not come out. I don't want to do it too early already. The podcast, I don't want to put it out too early, because last time I put it out right away, I got all ready.
Yeah, I know. And did it get shared? I don't think it did.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I shared it.
Yes,
no, you did.
Oh. You guys are always great to share it. So they love BJ's. God. They love the restaurant.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Duffy's.
Duffy's.
And, I like the fact when you ask for a
Shindigs as well.
A pint glass.
We enjoy Shindigs.
Gin and tonic comes in it, yeah.
Fabio.
Yeah. Not yeah, Shindigs.
There's no fucking around. It's gin and tonic, love. Get that down your neck.
Yeah.
Damn. God damn.
Bombay Sapphire. Oh, yeah.
Love the Bombay. Recently getting into the Hendrix. I was just tricked myself to a nice bottle of that today.
Yeah, because we went to the fucking Total Wine and More.
Oh, yeah, Total Wine. Oh, yes.
We've shout out to Total Wine
Total
and More.
Wine.
Yes.
And what, weirdly, well, not weirdly, I don't know, but we were still outside Total Wine whilst I took a photo of Liam outside Total Wine, and a man came over to us and stopped us and said, oh, where are you from?
Yeah, where are you here from?
He doesn't look like tourists because we were taking pictures.
Where are you here from?
That was it.
Yeah.
And then offered to be our tour guide.
Into
and then
the market.
So that actually we were.
And we are standing right there. Yes.
Who are our tour guide. Well, you know, they're more
us.
Than that.
Yeah.
He seemed kind of shady. I think he was up to something.
He was up to something.
Well, he probably wanted to be drug mules. Especially wanted us to insert drugs up our anuses to take back to England.
I got probed in Florida.
He'll never come back.
Did you?
Occasionally.
Is that... I'm not quite sure what to say.
Let's not.
Let's leave it there.
Astroglide. This episode was sponsored by Astroglide.
And Total Wine & More.
Total Wine & More, yeah.
Because Total Wine & More, not really, but Total Wine & More is the mecca of alcohol.
It is.
It is the church for alcoholics.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Not that I am.
No. But when you walk in there and compared to the off license and the, you know, the locals in England, when you walk into a Total Wine & More store, it's like walking into
a Walmart.
A Walmart. Heaven. Of alcohol. An Asda of alcohol.
Liam, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. The bottles are ginormous. Yeah. They're bigger than what we have.
Like, bigger bottles and more of them.
A lot of choice.
And a lot more choice.
And yeah. Liam likes the brown bag.
Oh, that sounds
turnpike.
Rude.
Brown bag on a turnpike.
Against the sheep shaggers.
Up against the wall. Sorry, I went off for a minute.
Oh, and it just goes worse. It just gets worse.
Yes. Delirium is in though with jet lag. I am talking utter bullets.
This is almost. If this wasn't music, this could damn well be the caffeinated.
Yeah. This is the dog's bollocks.
The dog's bollocks means it's good. It's a good thing.
Also, if you'd like to check out more audio of Sandy and Liam and their prime drinking, go over to McFatch's Media and Podbean or Not For Air Podcast.podbean.com, and you can download a little show that we'd like to call the Drunkenated English Cast.
Yes.
And then you also get to hear the lovely Hannah and Dave.
Hannah and Dave, our two good friends.
Yeah.
Hi, Hannah and Dave.
Hi, Hannah and Dave. Hello. Miss you?
Yeah.
Miss
you.
But yeah, you guys have a nice little show over there. I enjoy it, though. I really do. You guys are fucking funny and drunk.
We were going to do one because they came over on Saturday night before we came over.
Yeah, that would have been
only
too
we
much.
Got so fucked that it would have been impossible
to record.
To record because we were off our
tits. It couldn't have been any worse than the other time.
We have the photographic evidence. You sent it to us.
Yeah, we have pictures this time.
The photos, obviously, have been out.
We how twatted.
We had the one episode where Liam disappeared in the fucking garden.
Yeah, then fell over and then I started laughing.
Where'd Liam go? We don't know. Yeah. Where's Liam? He's in the garden.
Did anyone see that blue box in the back garden?
A blue box in the garden?
A blue...
Yeah,
do you mean
police
like
box?
Doctor Who?
Yes.
Yeah, the blue police box. Is that what happened? Is that where you
the
went,
garden's
Liam?
The garden's like a TARDIS, yeah.
Fucking Liam would like... Did you find a TARDIS back there? Liam, is that what happened?
Disappeared into it, got lost.
Liam would fucking meet the doctor and be like, hey, you want a slow gin?
You were back like 2 minutes later, but you really went to other places, didn't
Liam
you?
Went drinking with the doctor. Liam's like, you got to try this shit.
Yes, but it wasn't on his own. He did take Hannah and Dave up the back passage as well.
Try a slow gin.
Actually, up the back passage! Fuck me running!
I think about rephrase that.
Everybody's drunk.
What did I say?
I don't know what you said.
Liam took Hannah and Dave up the back passage. I don't mean.
What were you doing?
I don't.
Well, you don't like
that
the back passage.
How do you know?
So
I don't mean that he was bumming them.
How do you know? They were back there for a bit.
Damn, he's fucking starting shit.
How long does it fucking take?
God damn, sexy talk.
Sexy time.
Sexy.
Well, anyway, I think that's gonna do it. We're gonna play one more song. We're out of here.
Moist.
Supple. Filthy.
Plumptious. Juicy.
Thank you for listening, everybody out there, by the way. Come out to the Treasure Coast Freak Show.
Sorry.
I fucking quit. This is still not as bad as the caffeinated show. My wife has gone damn lost her mind. Just remember, womble is not a fucking word. I don't care what
country
you're
womble is a fucking word.
Bye, y'all.
Cockwomble.
Cockwomble.
It is a word, goddammit.
It is a fucking word.
Cunt.
Twat.
Twat waffle.
We are all twatted. On our faces.
By the way, when they come over here, Sandy and Liam buy a lot of water. So thank you, water companies.
It's because we're always dehydrated from the weather. We're not used to it.
They're drying out.
Yeah, so that water there shortage that they're talking about in California.
Yeah. Schools by us.
Yeah, you can thank Sandy English. Lane for that. Yeah. Yeah.
We're full of water.
Yeah. As Bart would say, the Pommies or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, because I'm a Pommy. Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
You're worth it.
Because I's worth it.
Yeah.
Bristol. All right. Sandy Liam, thank you guys. We're going to play one more song.
Thank you.
Everybody's tuned into the Caffeinated Podcast as well. That's going to get really fucking weird.
Anglo-American mashup.
Yes.
Caffeinated Podcast.
This is the
Caffeinated.
Oh my God. I'm excited. To be honest, I can't wait.
It's going to be good. Liam, do you have any final words for us, Liam?
Just one word together.
Any final words? Well, that's good to be here.
Yeah, it's very good to be here. Thank you for having us
once again. Of course.
And I would just like to say,
you can fuck off.
Turnpike.
And I would just like to say, Wombles are real.
Wombles are real. Yeah. All right. Bye.
Tosser.
Here's some tunes. Bye.
Oh my God. That's gonna sound interesting.
You actually lost your shit.
Hey, your mic is still on.
For Air, Underground Radio.